Listener production.
But he's just been the kindest, most supportive person, and we communicate so much, even about my PTSD and about how I'm feeling, and he reassures me that he can hear about it a lot and he's fine to hear about it and talk about it. But he also says things like, I can't be the lever to all your trauma, which is like, I'm like, yeah, you aren't. And I'm so glad that we can talk about that because I don't want you to feel that way. So it's not just him being endlessly like a doormat. He's like, I want to support you and I will tell you if this gets too much to talk about because I know you have other good friends that I know you have other people. It just feels like a really level,
healthy.
It feels really healthy.
No, just it sounds like he's not he's saying that he's not the answer to all of these things, but you're individuals and you can work together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, he says, I just feel like with him, oh my God, he's just so wonderful. Like I just feel like with him, like nothing is too big of a problem. And not even just like in a relationship, but in, you know, I'm a panicker. I lost my phone. We were having dinner. Oh. We were walking up and down this street. We were away together and being silly, and he was piggybacking me. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Embarrassing. And we're walking up down the street. We walked up three or four times, back and forth, like laughing and up the main street of this town. And then at the end I was like, fuck, I can't find my phone. Didn't have a phone. Lost my phone, which I know for a lot of people is stressful, but for me is extra stressful because my whole career is on that phone. My income, if I lose my phone and someone got into my Instagram and deleted it, my income is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't have any income. I couldn't do the podcast. I don't have anything. So if someone deleted my Instagram or my TikTok or both, also internet banking, you know, it's fucking scary. Or they could like post some weird shit, like nudes, like sex tapes, like a lot of things are in there. Texts even, like messages, like it's
biggest. Yeah.
So I couldn't find my phone and we're walking back, and usually under any other circumstances, imagine me. Panicking, I'd be like almost crying, I'd be freaking the fuck out. But I was like, I'll be fine because he's here. And then we looked in the car and it wasn't the car. And he was like, it'll be in the car. It wasn't the car. And even wasn't the car, I had a moment where I was like, okay, time to freak out because it's not in the car. And I was like, actually, no, I actually just feel like he'll make it okay. Like he'll sort it out in some way. Like he'll think of an answer to this. And then we walked around and we found it. It was also been pouring rain as well.
Oh my God. My phone
was on the sidewalk that had been in the rain all night. What the hell? In that giant fucking case, and we found it and it was all okay. And it's just even things like that in my life, and it isn't just when I'm with him. In my life, it's like the calmness of him has just followed me into other areas of my life. And I'm so, it's like he's opened up a whole new world that I can see that like things aren't always going to end badly, and not just romantically. It's actually not even mainly romantically how he's changed my life. Like he's... But he's also not a calm person. He's just so
reassuring.
Yeah, he's just not a pessimist. But he's not like optimistic. I guess he's optimistic. It's just that. He's so kind. He's kind to everyone that we talk to, everyone that we meet. He's so funny. He makes me actually I almost pull my back multiple times when I'm with him because I'm laughing so hard. And I do have back issues, but it gets worse when I'm around him. And like he is so intelligent and so emotionally vulnerable and communicative, and tells me things that I didn't even know that I needed to hear when I don't even, like he said to me, he was like, I feel like, oh, he said, oh, I feel like, is it something like, I feel like I'm aware that you haven't ever had a man that you felt safe around like your whole life, that you've had a really close relationship with. I feel like you haven't been safe around a man. And like, I just want you to know that I'm safe and you're okay with me. It's like, it's crazy. But both of us were like, we didn't want relationships. What's going on? What the fuck is going on? So that's really nice. So I wrote him a letter. It was so...
7 pages.
5. But he it was really weird him reading it. Both of us were like, this is so, it was so intense. I could feel him reading it. You know what I mean? Like I'd like feel his emotions. And what I mean? Like, because I was sitting watching him and I started crying when he was reading it, and like he got teary. And then it's just like, it just feels so even. And another huge thing that I didn't realize that I hadn't felt ever was I feel, and this is going to sound really superficial, but I feel really cute and pretty. And I realized this when I went shopping and I was like, I'm going to buy a pretty bra. And that's so silly. It's so silly. And it like, but I'm like, oh, like I just want to feel like pretty for him. And I want, like when I like got dressed the other day, I was thinking, oh, like, and it isn't like I want to dress for him. It's just, oh, I'm excited to feel pretty in front of him and for him to tell me that I look pretty and for him to like look at me and it not feel like he's just objectifying me or like he's going to say that I'm, what I'm wearing is drawing too much attention or that I'm not going to get in trouble for wearing this. Like I'm not going to get told that I'm flirting with people that I'm not or not get like, you know what I mean? And like he loves how... Mm. He just honestly, he's made me, it's just, he's made me feel like I'm myself again. Like he's reminded me of who I am.
I so relate. I so understand. That's beautiful. So good, Abs. I'm so happy for you. I should have gotten tissues. I did not expect that this one was like.
It's really crazy. It's really crazy. And I just cry all the time. From being overwhelmed with how he makes me feel. And he's just, and I also, he's so hot. Also, like to me, I said to him, I was like, if I could draw, when I was like in grade 12, like you are like, who I think is like the sexiest. I just think he's so sexy, he's so funny. He's like an electric person to be around. And when we go out, when we leave the house, no one talks to me. Yeah. In a good way, in like he is so interesting and so fun and so big, like his energy is so big that I don't worry about him not being able to talk to people. Like I was on FaceTime to him the other day and I was with Kath, we were shopping and I went to check out. I just gave Kath the phone and was like, all right, give me a second, talk to her for 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, oh, hold on. Like, and even things like he organized, it's so silly. But I didn't know that I needed someone that was like that. I didn't realize the weight of being the person to bring conversation. I feel like in all my ex relationships, I've had to counteract it in some way. I've had to they're either a bit boring and I have to be entertaining and I'm like hoping my friends will at least tolerate them and get along with them, hoping they'll say something funny. Mm. And or they'll understand what we're talking about. Even politically, this man is so... I don't know what the hell is going on. I feel like I'm having a psychosis a little bit. I actually did think last night we were on the plane home and I was, oh, my friends don't know who that is. Anyway, we were on a plane and it was like tilting because it was still turning into Sydney. In my brain, I went, all right, it's going down because I'm going to wake up and go, it was all a dream.
Oh like, my God, just imagine.
Like, I'm literally like, it's, you know, when you have those dreams where you wake up and you're sad they're over?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like I'm in with him. Feel with him. And it's not codependent. It's just so, like, when I say I'm obsessed with him, it isn't even obsessed. I just feel so safe with him. And I just love being around him and he makes me so happy and I'm so comfortable. And he's just, like we listen to music and music sounds different. That's so.
It's honestly love. I'm sorry to tell you that, to break it to you. It's pure fucking love. That's exactly the way I felt at the beginning of my relationship that I still feel when we go out on dates, where I exactly felt like you, like I had lower self-worth, everything. And then I found that person that just validated me. I felt completely different after that person and they've actually helped me heal so much.
So I'm not losing my mind.
No, you're not. That's exactly what love is.
I feel like I'm actually going crazy.
We
were flying into Sydney and this is so embarrassing, but I mean, he knows this, but I mean, I was crying the whole plane ride again because of how much I care about him. But, like, flying into Sydney looked more beautiful. Everything is just shinier. Everything is just more calm. I talk to people more. I'm not as anxious going out. I don't feel as much pressure to look a certain way. I feel like music. Literally, music sounds better with you, baby. It's all right. I'm better with you, baby. That's me, you know? And It's just
love light.
I don't know. Oh. Also, again, if you're listening to this, you're in trouble. Just FYI, Mr. Man.
He's so going to listen.
He won't.
Can I send it to
him? No. Do not send it to him. But so it's just, and also even with this, okay, another thing that's really hard that is another element of my life that's difficult to deal with is things being public. And obviously everyone that I've dated, it's just been assumed that you don't say anything publicly or do anything publicly because I don't even know why, because it's just what everyone does in the industry. Everyone's in secret relationships. Everyone is in secret relationships. And I don't know, well, I do know why, but like, if you're going to be, he's actually changed my whole life. If you're going to be together, just be together. And if you break up, who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. If people are going to ask if you're breaking up. I don't know. I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about this in the podcast. Do you mind? And people in the past, I mean, most people are chill because there's nothing really deep to talk about. It's just like, oh, like we fucked and this was funny. Like, I'm like, do you mind if I tell this story in the podcast? And they'll say yes. I've had people get really mad at me, really angry. People break up with me because of it. I've had people, yeah, get, and I go, you, it's like Taylor Swift. It's like, Chuck, like you knew I did for a job. Like, you know that what I do is talk about my life. And that's how I process things as well. And when I interview people, I mention anecdotes about myself. That's how I interview in general.
Yeah.
And he just is like, say whatever you want. And I was like, no, but like, seriously. And I was like, I won't say your name, but more. He's like, oh, you can say my name. And okay. I'm going, what? He's like, I'm just so, it's a text. I'm not going to read out his text. That's too far. But like, he just says like, he's so proud of me. I go, what the hell? I've never been with someone I'm proud of.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him. I take videos of him all the time. I tell everyone about him. And not just about like things he's doing, like about him. He's an incredible man.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
I hate myself.
Is that also why you're a little bit apprehensive about saying his name, and just because it's like, oh, this thing is so good that you don't want to do anything to potentially jeopardize
it? Yeah, it's so good. But it's crazy because I actually feel like unless something big happens, I don't know if anything could. Or we might just be like, you know what, this isn't for us. But in the letter, I was like, even if tomorrow he was like, I can't do this, which would, well, that would be really depressing and embarrassing. But he makes me feel like how I felt when I was 20 before I was in this job, where everything wasn't criticized or surveilled. I feel really surveilled usually. I feel very like everything I do is gonna, and he doesn't make me feel like that. He makes me feel like, yeah, it's just us, in the words of Crowded House, in a private universe. You know what I mean? Not as big of a hit. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, I thought it was going to be Fall at Your Feet.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's so good. I mean, you bloody deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
And thanks, Sugar. It sounds so natural and authentic, you know, like how great that it's based on a previous friendship.
Yeah, that's what's nice as well. And I think it's lovely with him because I had an idea of him before, and I always, as you two know, I always admired him from afar. A bit, you know, at points, maybe a bit too much. But everything I learned about him, it's separating from who I thought he was.
Mm.
And both of those things are good, but it's separating from who I thought he was, and it's so much better. He's so smart. Anyway, so enough. That's boring to listen to. It's so boring.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to have a pen and a pad and like just try to Cluedo their way to find out who.
I mean, it won't take much.
Yeah, no.
You know, he's just so talented and smart and funny. And he's so kind. I never dated someone so kind. Yeah, and this is also nice. I'm so proud of him. And I actually, this is going to sound crazy town, but why am I talking like this? I've been proud of people. This is going to sound weird. I don't know how to explain this. Maybe you guys can help. I've been proud of people internally for them overcoming things. Yeah. And obviously my friends is different, but people I've dated, I've been proud of them internally, but I've never been proud of someone, like everything about him. It's so nice. I'm like, he's so talented. He's so funny. He's so smart. He's just like everything. It's crazy. So essentially what the point of this was is to brag to all of you and make you all feel bad about your lives. No, the point of this was basically because I had given up to be, I didn't think this existed. And it turns out that it does exist. And I now am thinking that I never, yeah. Oh my God. Sorry. There's one more thing.
What's the thing?
The big thing.
Yeah.
Is monogamy.
Whoa. I actually was going to ask you about that.
How did it come about?
I am really not in a position to be in an open relationship right now because of how traumatized my brain is and mush banana. So I am aware that I need to feel like fully focused on. I was really scared to tell him because I was thinking he would want to be open and open only. But I think monogamy is going to happen until for a few more months. I don't think it's like a permanent thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to reevaluate, see how we're going in general and also with the monogamy. Because I really think it's important though for me to feel fully safe. Also because we're both so busy, we don't get a lot of time together. Like we do, but not as much as I would like. I mean, I'd love to be a leech on his fucking leg, to be honest. Love to follow him everywhere he goes.
That's the title.
No, I'm joking. I'm a leech on his leg. I'm like a fucking, it's embarrassing. I'm like, literally, he left me alone for like, but it's so nice. It isn't like I miss him painfully. I just am like, oh, you'd find this fun.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, this is to be nicer with you. But so, yeah, I just think that right now it makes the most sense for me to be able to feel safe and really focus on each other and me not having to deal with another perhaps complex emotion.
Fair.
Because I'm also not as horny at the moment. So I'm not, and also honestly, the thought of someone else touching me that isn't him makes me feel physically sick.
Whoa, that's interesting.
That's monogamy, Max. Yeah.
And it's also wise to be able to just not go into it both going, it's either yes or no, black and white. It's like, oh, let's just reevaluate. That's a very mature response.
Yeah, and for now it's monogamous because I really, and I think he feels the same, but I don't want to speak for him, but he didn't say that he feels sick and someone else touching him. Obviously, that was a bit extreme from me. But I just think I just have no desire to like touch anyone else or even like talk to anyone else.
Fine, Abby, we're out. Fuck this shit.
No, I'm joking.
I know Lem and I, guys, we have a confession. Lem and I have been fucking this whole time. Every day. That's why we get along so well. And it's scissoring.
We just scissor.
it's just scissoring. There's no penetration involved. I don't finger.
Yeah, that's true. That means we're not cheating on anyone.
No, not at all. It's just rubbing against each other. It's just a long hug. It's a wet hug.
Grinding.
I actually love scissoring. Side note. Actually, let's discuss scissoring because sorry, you got a question. It's actually a serious question.
Just on the open relationship monogamy stuff, are they open to the idea of an open relationship? Have they done that before?
Yeah, they're open to it. Where, like, it's just, I think both of us, it's crazy. This is the first time, so I'm eating chocolate because Lem got me a love bunny.
I just felt like it's very love, new life. Jesus out from the grave.
Oh my God, resurrection.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Resurrection.
Jesus, my Savior, now there is none. Anyway, I have a feeling it will eventually be open because I don't think the open relationships are bad for me and I really don't want you monogamous fucks getting on your high horse going, oh, see, it's just because you didn't like them enough. No, like I'm coming out of I'm coming from a very traumatized place.
Mm.
And I think what I want to put my energy into is fostering a healthy relationship. As I roll my eyes, fostering a healthy relationship that we really trust ? Each other and are really super duper close. And I am not, because to have an open relationship that is successful, you have to be really secure in your relationship. Like an open relationship doesn't fix a relationship.
Mm.
It just is when you trust someone and you feel like you can't, like you're very secure in it. And I don't think that I have the capacity to feel super secure in anything right now because of the recent PTSD, because of other traumatizing things, because of our schedules, because of a lot of different things. And also because like I've had like a little crush on him for a long time. And also the fact that I think I'm in a dream. So I just think that...
I wanted to see if you wake up.
Yeah, I've got to see how many more nights this lasts. Mm. I just think that it will be good for us to see how we go. It's also kind of like, it's funny because it's kind of like novel to me.
To be in a monogamous relationship, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is taboo. I'm like, oh, this is hot. Like, oh, we only fuck each other. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. But I did remind
him. It's a new kink. Yeah.
Yeah, but I did say keep flirting. I won't keep flirting king because that's hot.
It is hot.
And also, yeah.
Here comes the comparison. But when you were open with Conrad, does that mean that you were in a secure place or do you think you were just not in the same decision-making place that you were then?
I think I wasn't as traumatized.
Right.
That was, okay. And Conrad, I was really secure with Conrad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Conrad and I obviously broke up for reasons that weren't
related to that, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't like, it wasn't like Conrad was an awful relationship. Conrad just wasn't for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think I felt really secure because also I knew Conrad was obsessed with me.
Mm.
And I know that this person, why am I saying his name? It's so stupid. Everyone's going to go, you're an idiot. But I know that he has strong feelings for me, but it just feels too good to be true. So I just am sort of like, let's just make sure that you aren't going to. I also have this deep-seated thing now from the trauma that I'm actually an awful person and one day he's going to realize that I'm like, I'm a demon. So I have to let him just see me being demonic. And I did lie to him. I am a compulsive liar when I lied about the bacterial vaginosis. So this is the thing. I'm thinking, that's it. I'm a liar. I'm an awful partner. So I'm just, and I am getting every day more comfortable with him actually treating me nicely. And, but I did say to him, I did go yesterday, I go, listen, Chuck, I am considering, and because I can communicate these things, I go, listen, I am feeling pretty avoidant, which I've never felt avoidant.
Yeah.
Ever. I've done avoidant things, but I've never acknowledged, I've never been in a state of avoidance. I've done things that are emotionally avoidant or fearful avoidant, but I've never been like this. I said, listen, I did call Kath yesterday and I said, should I just block you? like he was on a flight down and I said, maybe I'll just block him while he's on the plane because I'm too scared.
Yeah.
Because I don't see an end. Yeah. And usually I can tell why something's going to end. I stay with them, again, betraying my boundaries, but I can tell why they're going to end from the first month.
Yeah.
You know how you know and you go, that little thing is an issue for me and then just grows and grows and grows. And like every time, like the reason why Conrad and I broke up was I called Kath and I flagged it the first time we hung out.
Mm.
I was like, but I can look past it because I can round up in the words of Dan Savage.
Yeah.
So with this, I don't see any major like red flags or any issues or even major differences. The only differences that we have are things that I really admire in him and he makes me kind of pull towards him. And I think I do the same for him. We're really similar in so many ways. And then we have these differences that are just, I think, working cohesively to make each other better people, which is lovely. Shut up, Lem, smiling.
No, I'm just thinking, when are we going to get him on the podcast?
Never.
No.
He would so do it.
He's so sweet. I was going to block him. So then I was like, I'm going to block you. And Kath was pissing because Kath's like, and I was like, I might block you as well, Kath. I love Kath too much. So I was like, I feel like I'm just going to block both of you and you'll never hear from me again. Like I was like, that's it. And I said to him, I was like, just so you know, like if I block you, it means that I'm in love with you. So if I block you, like take it as a compliment, but like just know that I'm gone. I can't handle this. I can't handle the level of emotion that I get around him. I'm crying. I've cried every day for like weeks.
Happy tears.
Happy tears, like relieved tears, emotional tears, overwhelmed tears.
We've witnessed them in like four sets of episodes.
Literally.
It's beautiful.
It's never ending. It's crazy. So that's it, basically, Chooks. Maybe I can do like Q&As about breakup things, whatever, but that's the update. And I just think like keep on keeping on and fucking if you don't have any boundaries, like I didn't until fucking 3 months ago, 4 months ago, get some boundaries before shit gets too bad, like too hectic, before you get a little bit of PTSD or you get mushy banana. Stay ripe.
No one wants a mushy
no
banana.
No one wants a mushy bruised banana unless you're making banana bread. Maybe that's, whoa, okay, now.
That's the takeaway. Let's go.
That's takeaway.
Oh, here we go.
It wasn't that my mushy banana was worthless. It was that I just needed someone to make banana bread with me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. I need a vault.
Oscar cracked, finally.
And that's it.
That's enough. I'm done.
And that's it. And that's it. So that's it.
You've got your yearly PSA, by the way.
What's that PSA?
We've got Christmas coming up, Good Friday. You warn everybody ahead of it about bottle shops.
Fucking reminder, in this fucking secular nation, it's fucking so stupid. We live in a secular nation. Okay, I know that this happens every year, guys, but I need to go. Have we got my rants for the past 3 years? I feel like we should put them side by side.
I do it every year. I add
great.
To it.
I hate Good Friday. Listen, Catholics, cool down. First of all, if you're a Catholic listening to this, random content for you to consume. But if you're a hectic Catholic and you're listening to this, I love you. I did go to a Catholic school, okay? I went to a Catholic school, Ash Wednesday, Pancake Tuesday, Good Friday. Listen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But open the fucking bottle shops. We are a secular fucking nation. Why the fuck is Good Friday closed? Why? I don't know if it's still a rule, but in Queensland, you having to eat a meal with fucking cutlery. What the fuck is that? You can't have chips. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for people's mental health. It's bad in general. Like, I don't understand. It's bad for fun times. It's a long fucking weekend. It's a long fucking weekend. Are you joking? I have to go. Everyone, remember, on Thursday, you better go to the bottle shop so you can have a drink in the beautiful autumn weather. The beautiful weather. It's at the best time of year. It's sunny. It's not too hot. You can't have a drink. Not even Jimmy Brings. Not even. Nowhere. You have to eat a meal with. You have to get chips and get a knife and fork and try and get a sit-down table somewhere on a fucking Good Friday and only white fish. Sorry? Why are you dictating what kind of fucking protein I'm consuming? Like, are you fucking kidding? Like, at the restaurants, I go, no one can eat red meat. Red meat's off the menu today. Didn't realise I was talking about the fucking Vatican. What the fuck are you guys talking about? What the actual fuck? Where could you get a pub in Brisbane? Why the fuck are you joking? If you don't want to do that, that is so fine, fucking obviously. But can you imagine the outrage if any other religion except for fucking white Christians, sorry, had that much of an impact on a day? Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Ramadan?
Literally. Imagine if for Ramadan we weren't, like, imagine. Yeah. People, imagine the racism that would come out of that. Imagine.
Yeah.
And we're okay because it's Catholics. Also, it isn't even Christians. It's the niche Catholics. And I went to a Catholic school so I can fucking say this. Like, are you, Catholics are weird, dude. Like, it's fucking weird. Catholic schools are fucking strange. We used to, when a new teacher came, we used to pray over them. Okay, Hillsong. It's fucking cool. Anyway, get your alcohol before Good Friday. And if you don't want it, that's also fine. If I'm being very precious. I'm a Catholic. Okay, that's fine. Random, but fine. Like that's okay that you're a Catholic. I love that. Again, I went to a Catholic school. I observed these things. For Lent, I'll give up complaining about Good Friday. For all of Lent, I'm going to give up complaining about Good Friday and crying about the person that I'm dating. because neither of those things are conducive. But genuinely, Catholics, love you. Jesus has risen. How's that song go? My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. Boom, boom, boom. My comfort. Also, we get to the crescendo, sorry. My shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Boom, boom, boom. Shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing. Woo, power and I'm over it. All right, well, hallowed be thy name, rest in peace. Well, actually, no, not rest in peace for the next 3 days, Jesus. Enjoy your time until you come back.
listener production.